One question is whether parents in developing nations understand what exactly is the rate of return on schooling. To investigate this question, a study was performed in Madagascar. One group of parents was taken aside and asked, what do they think is the rate of return on education? For instance, what is the distribution of educational degrees in various job categories, and how much do those job categories pay? Afterwards, those same parents were told, based on data, what is in fact the rate of return on education, namely the distribution of actual educational degrees in those job categories and how much those people earn. Overall, parents were underestimating the rate of return to education. Once they had the better information about the relationship between education, job prospects, and earnings, it seemed that they encouraged their children to work harder. For the children overall, test scores increased by 0.20 of a standard deviation. If we look only at those children whose parents initially were underestimating rates of return to education, rather than all parents overall, we find that for those children, test scores went up by 0.37 of a standard deviation. Since it didn't cost very much to inform the parents, it turns out that in essence, to buy an additional year of schooling for one child cost about only $2.30. This suggests that informing the parents about the benefits of education can pay for itself many times over. There's also some evidence that parents tend to adopt a put-all-your-eggs-in-one-basket strategy when educating their children. For instance, the parents might decide which child they think is the most intelligent or most ambitious or has the best chance to succeed, and to do everything possible to advance the educational prospects of that child and then to neglect the other children. It turns out this does not in general maximize rates of return, that the rates of return to education are more uniform than that, and parents would do better for their children and for the whole family if they treated the children on a more equal basis. Rather than just pushing one single child, the parents should do more to diversify their educational investments. Please note that these results have not been replicated for the entire world over. Of course, this is often an issue with field experiments, that you can find out something is true at a particular place and time, but it's still difficult to discern how universal that might be as a truth more generally around the world. In any case, to read more on these interesting topics, we recommend these references.